don't expect that the United States will dismantle the sanctions against the Zimbabwean regime, and I'm only sorry that the sanctions are not even tighter. They are quite porous and weak. But the United States will not remove those sanctions, I think, that as long as Mugabe and ZANU-PF remain in power.
Even in light of the fact that the European Union as a bloc been slowly reviewing the sanctions against the targeted officials in Zimbabwe, leaving really on the list President Mugabe now and his wife, does the U.S. still have legitimacy to not drop those sanctions or at least review them?
I cannot explain it. I cannot explain to you or to your listeners why the United States government is more set on these sanctions than the Europeans are, but certainly I don't see any serious push to have those sanctions removed here in the United States. But part of the reason why the whole debate about sanctions is so depressing is because they did provide Mugabe with a convenient excuse. Mugabe claimed that the problems of the country had to do with sanctions, but I mean, those sanctions were against individuals and companies owned by those individuals, not against the Zimbabwean people. And that is a very important distinction that needs to be kept in mind.